Hello, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to the Postgres Dev Room. We have a great speaker again. Umar is going to talk about clustering in Postgres. Thank you.
Yay. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here and not going out for lunch instead. So we're going to be talking about clustering in Postgres, and we're going to be walking through an abstracted level concept as to why clustering is required, the various different architectures that are typically used in production to make your database reliable, and the challenges that are associated with the concept. A little bit of an introduction about myself. The name is Umair Shahid. I came all the way from Islamabad, Pakistan, to talk to you about clustering. I've been working in the Postgres space for more than 20 years, I am currently running a company, the name of Stormatics, which was founded about a year ago, so working on a startup focused on professional services. My past has been associated with various other Postgres organizations, including EDB, Second Quadrant, OpenSCG, and Percona. Two of these companies do not exist anymore. OpenSCG was acquired by Amazon, and Second Quadrant was acquired by EDB. So Stormatics is focused on providing professional services for Postgres. We don't want to talk about that a whole lot. So on to the topic. Now, in order to understand why clustering is required, it's important to understand what high availability is and why you need a highly available database. Now, you want your database to remain operational even in the face of failure of hardware or network or your application. You want to minimize the downtime so that the users of your application do not experience any interruption in their experience, and it's absolutely essential for mission-critical applications that need to be running 24/7. Now, if we go back about maybe 10 odd years, it was okay to, let's say, have your credit card declined or just not working on a machine because the network was not available or somehow the connection was broken or there was some problem with the communication. In this day and age, what you expect to be able to do is just to tap your phone and instantaneously get the transaction through. And you never expect it to be dropped or an error to pop up, unless, of course, you run out of credit. That's a different story. But it just works. Everything just works. And the only reason everything just works is because the entire infrastructure is highly available. It's always available. And that availability is measured in nines. And I'm going to explain in just a second what those nines are. Now, we're going to start with the very basic, and that's 90% availability. When I say 90%, it sounds like a lot, but that's one nine of availability. And if you span that over the course of an entire year, that means that the potential of the database to be down while maintaining 90% of availability is 36.5 days. So in a given year, if your database is 90% available, it's going to be down for 36 and a half days. Anybody finds that acceptable? I really hope not. Now, you go to two nines of availability, that's 99%. And that's even a bigger number. That's even an order of magnitude higher in terms of availability. The downtime goes down from 36 days to 3.6 days. Now, again, in a given year, if your database is 99% available, it is going to be down for almost 3.5 days. And again, for most mission-critical applications, that is not acceptable. 99.9% is three nines of availability with an allowance of 8.7 hours of downtime. You go off to four nines, 99.99, that's 52.6 minutes per year. And 5 nines of availability translate into 5.26 minutes per year. So just to make sure that we understand what availability is and how it is calculated. Now, the database runs on the cloud, so you don't care, right? How many people agree with this? Oh, I'm so glad that nobody agrees with this. We've got a bunch of experts over here. Yeah, so just because your database is on the cloud does not mean that it is always available. And I just copied and pasted the service level agreement that Amazon has up on their website for highly available RDS clusters that are in multi-availability zone configuration. That's like the highest form.